Good morning and welcome to Biz Talk with Score. My name is Randy Melzer. I'll be your host today. My co-host and assistant in this program, Mr. Tony Bush, is on the road today, so I'll be working kind of solo on this one today, but we should do just fine. We have an excellent guest here today who's going to be talking about a business that they've gotten involved in, and that's going to be Emily Hsu from the Shoeless Floor Covering and Remodeling. So we'll be talking to Emily and just a little bit, get her story about starting a business here in the Valley and some of the ups and downs and things that she's experienced. Before we get into that, though, as is our custom, I'd like to just tell you just a little bit about SCORE here in the Fox Cities, what we do and what we're planning as far as some programs and so on that'll be coming up. First of all, if you're not familiar with SCORE, we are a nonprofit organization. We provide help for small businesses who are either getting started, have been in business for a while, or are looking for additional help, even to the point where they may be discontinuing their business or looking for continuation. We work with all different sizes of businesses, one-man shop all the way up to 50 employees or more. So we provide free mentoring service to our customers. Here in the Valley, we have almost 40 mentors available in just about any area that you're looking for. We have experts in intellectual property, marketing, cash flow, finance, any of the areas that you're looking for help in, we have somebody there. We also service a 8-county area all the way down as far as Fond du Lac. We have a branch in Oshkosh as well, and we service even the areas of Green Lake, Marquette, Washera County, Calumet, Outagamie, Waupaca, Winnebago counties, and try to provide the services you need. The easiest way to reach us is to get to us on our website, and that's www.foxcities.score.org. If you're looking for help, all you need to do is get out to that site, take a few minutes, answer a couple of quick questions as to what it is you're looking for, and we'll try and match you up with the right person to be able to help you satisfy all of your needs. In addition to our free counseling services, SCORE also provides a number of programs as far as seminars and special programs on business topics for you. We've got a couple of them coming up. I'll go over them real quickly with you. The first one is one that we've done before. It's called Simple Steps for Starting Your Business. It consists of 5 sessions. The first one is going to be starting on February the 12th here at the Copper Rock Cafe in downtown Appleton at 210 West College Avenue. The program will be starting at 8 o'clock in the morning with registration and run through until about 12:30 with lunch included. That is going to be the startup program for this particular session, and it goes into the basics. What's involved in starting a business? Is it something that you're that's good, you can do, something that you want to do, something that you understand? After that, we will be then running 4 more additional programs. Those will be on the 19th of February, the 26th, the 5th of March, and the 12th of March. Each of those sessions are from 6 until 9 in the evening, and they'll be held at the SCORE office in the Fox Cities Chamber Building downtown at 125 North Superior Street. As I said, from 6 to 9, so it'll be in the evening for you. The sessions will include what are business concepts. We'll be talking about the different things as far as types of businesses that you're going to be working with. The third session is going to be on marketing plans, including not only the general basics, but also we'll be talking about things like using the social media, how to use your website, and some of those other specialized areas. Then we also get into session 4, which is financial projections. This is one of the best ones for those of you, especially if you're starting a business and are having problems getting the numbers put together so that you can see what your projections are going to be. We provide you with a CD that contains all of the templates that you would need to set up your financial package for your business. Those include profit and loss statements, income and expense, asset liability statements, cash flow statements, all of which you can adapt to your needs by using the templates that are available on this CD. The last session is going to be funding sources. or where do I find the money, which is one of the things that everybody gets really, really interested in. So we will be doing those, as I said. That will be on the 19th, 26th, March 5th, and March 12th. First session will be on February 12th. Each session is $25, and the easiest way, again, to sign up is to go out to our website, foxcities.score.org. Quickly, a couple of other programs we have coming up. In Fond du Lac area, we're going to be doing a cash flow management program. That will be coming up on February the 26th. It'll be held in conjunction with the Home Builders Association of Fond du Lac. And again, that program is cash flow management and working with your banking relationships. Tony Bush does that one for us. As I said, the 26th. Of February. It'll be from 12:30 for registration until 3 o'clock in the afternoon. And again, you can get to us at our website for registration. Finally, just in the planning right now is going to be a special program coming up in May. We had originally provided this, set up this program, but because of weather conditions, not that anybody would have problems with weather here in Wisconsin, but we were unable to do that. So we are now going to reschedule the Affordable Health Care Act Today program, which is going to be talking about Health Care Act, how it affects you and your business, even if you're not a 50 or plus size business, but how everybody has some things that they need to know about this particular program, and that is going to be held on May the 6th. So we'll be getting out a lot more information on that program for you, but just to give you a heads up, coming up May the 6th, Affordable Health Care Today. And then finally, I get to put in a plug for one of the other organizations I'm involved with. If you're looking for a pancake breakfast this morning, which include pancakes, sausages, and all the fixings, take advantage of the program that's being held today over at the Appleton Y Service Club. It's at the Downtown Y in Appleton here. It has been running since 8 o'clock. It'll go through until 1. It's $5 per person, $20 for your family. You can eat, and all of the proceeds go to the Y. So if you're driving around right now, a little hungry, looking for something to do, stop over at the Appleton Y and bring the family and bring your appetite. Should be a really good program. Anyway, so that takes care of a few of the things that we are involved with right now with SCORE. What we'll do right now is take a quick break, be back with our guest, Emily Hsu from Shoeless Flooring and Remodeling. And so once again, this is Randy Melzer. I'm with the SCORE Fox Cities program, and we are here on the Voice of the Fox Cities, WHBY 1150.
Every time it rains, pennies from heaven. Don't you know each cloud contains pennies from heaven?
And good morning again, and welcome back to the Biz Talk Show. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm with SCORE here in the Fox Cities. And yeah, looking out the window there, I'd go for a couple of pennies from heaven there. Anything but snow. Just pretty much have had enough of that. But anyway, it's winter. It's Wisconsin, and we'll just have to put up with it. Just a couple of things yet I wanted to go talk about before I introduce our guest, Emily Hsu. First of all, a reminder, we do take calls, so if you have any questions about SCORE or about Emily and the program, the business that she is involved in, please give us a call at the HBY number here at 281-1150 here in Appleton, or on the TDS Metrocom line. You can reach us at 1-866-887-1150. So again, if you want to give us a call, we'd be happy to answer any questions you have. Also, a quick moment just to recognize our sponsors, because that's they help us keep SCORE going, and of course that's what helps us to be able to give you the help you need to keep your business going. First of all, our sponsors include Albertson Hailing CPAs, CPA firm, offices here both in Appleton and Green Bay. They're going to be very busy coming up, of course, in the tax season, can help you with your needs there. A thank you to eBiz Results. They are the organization that put together our website for us here at the SCORE website. And the Biz Talk with Score website. Also, Epiphany Law, boutique law service here in Appleton that specializes in all types of business law, which when you're getting your business started, that's important that that's the type of attorney's organization you're working with, and they can help you with all the basics as well as some of the more difficult things as you run along. So again, Epiphany Law. A thank you also to Fox Communities Credit Union. Fox Communities has the business lending group that they work with that provides lending services as well as other financial services for the businesses out there. And then also, don't forget about the Business News organization, publishes every 2 weeks and includes all of the news for businesses throughout the Fox River Valley area, including all the way out through Brown County, Fond du Lac, Kewaunee, and all points around here. So if you're looking for what's going on in business, they have the information. And then finally, a quick thank you also to Tuss House. Tuss House is a provider of specialized services, especially in the area of data storage, data equipment, and planning. So if you are needing assistance in handling any of your data questions and problems, Tuss House will be able to provide you with that help. So again, thank you to our sponsors. And now it's time for us to get into the main part of the program. So with that, I'd like to introduce Emily Hsu. Emily is with Shoeless Floor Covering and Remodeling. Welcome, Emily.
Hi.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm doing well.
Good, okay. Well, we're going to just first of all probably open up with the easiest question of all. Can you tell us a little bit about Shoeless Floors, who you are, and how you got started?
Shoeless Flooring is a floor covering sales and installation store. We also provide remodeling services, more light construction.
Okay.
We got started. My husband's been installing hard surface flooring for the last 10 years. He started out as a finished carpenter and kind of worked his way into flooring.
And your background?
I am a little bit of everything.
Okay.
I think I've done pretty much everything. I worked for concrete companies before this in help managing business or the concrete business that I worked for, as well as the project management assistant position I held right
okay,
before.
Okay, so you've been involved in construction and that type of work for quite a while.
Yeah, approximately 10 years.
Okay. Yeah. And where is Shoeless Flooring and Remodeling located?
We are located on the corner of College and Casaloma next to Verlo Mattress and Overstock Furniture. We share a parking lot with Gordman's. GPS doesn't like to bring you there.
Okay, so you're in that big area there just off of the College Avenue area there.
Correct.
Okay, wonderful. And how long have you been open?
We've been open since April of 2013, April 15th to be exact.
Okay. And the types of flooring, you mentioned quickly that you provide?
We carry tile, hardwood, laminate, vinyl, and carpet.
Okay. And how do we get a hold of you?
You can reach us by phone at 788-8865, or you're welcome to email us, shoeless@yahoo.com, or as always, stop in the store. We're open from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Friday and 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. on Saturdays.
Okay, so you've got plenty of time then to get in, see what you need, and make some decisions.
Yeah.
Okay, I was going to ask you, your husband Jonathan was going to be with us today. What's he up to today?
He is actually out doing estimates with our four-year-old daughter this morning. So
it's a full family business.
Yes, yes.
Absolutely. All righty. Should we... okay. Well, why don't we just kind of talk a little bit about some of the things. You are a SCORE client. You worked with us. And I have to ask you, first of all, how did you find SCORE? And how did that work for you?
I was talking to our banker at Unison Credit Union, and she had mentioned SCORE to me. And I followed through with what she had to say, and I called the Fox Valley Chamber of Commerce, and they got me in touch with a mentor, and it just kind of snowballed from there.
Okay, and how long have you been working with SCORE?
Since September of 2012.
Okay. All right. And specialized stuff that you needed from us?
I'm not an accountant.
Okay.
So I definitely needed some hands-on help with accounting and getting numbers together, and mainly the support, knowing that I could do it and kind of making sure I had all my ducks in a row.
Okay, so you got the moral support as well as the physical information.
Right, exactly.
Okay, well, great. Alrighty, we're going to take a quick break right now. Just a reminder, if you have any questions for Emily or for us here at SCORE, please give us a call at 281-1150 or at 1-866-887-1150. That's the TDS Metrocom toll-free line, and you're listening to The Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY.
Money, 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 must be funny in the rich man's world. Money, 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 always sunny in the rich man's world.
Good morning again. My name is Randy Melzer. I'm here with Emily Hsu talking about their business, Hsu-less Floor Covering and Remodeling. Let's just mention that for a bit. That's kind of an interesting name. How did you come up with that, and what is that all about?
Hsu-less, Hsu is actually our last name.
Okay.
It's spelled S-C-H-U-H, not S-H-O-E.
Okay.
It was just kind of a new or a neat gimmick, I guess.
Okay, just to get the a little different recognition with that and so on.
Yeah.
Well, why the less?
Less because we try to be extremely competitive in our pricing and price it a little less than your average flooring store, as well as going to the shoe part of it.
Okay.
Very seldom do you wear your shoes on your flooring when
right.
you go home.
Okay.
So. It just all kind of worked.
Okay, beautiful. When you say you're talking about primarily you do just remodeling work and so on, rather than new housing and so on?
Yeah, we really like to focus on the remodeling aspect of it because we like to reuse everything.
Okay, now, yeah, you mentioned that a little bit. You want to talk about how you work with that?
I guess it's a little difficult to explain. Everything is able to be reused in
okay.
a broad spectrum. We remodeled our personal house. It was an upper lower duplex, and instead of buying all new everything, we basically reused everything in the house.
Okay.
So we went from two kitchens with, you know, a bunch of cabinets, and we reused all the cabinets. We refaced them.
Okay, so rather than starting from scratch and everything else, a little green idea as far as maintaining and reusing existing materials.
Yeah.
Okay, all righty. And now you said you've been involved in the business, that Jonathan especially been in there for about 10 years. Now, was he in his own business at that time, or?
Yeah, he owned an installation business, and he did installations for clients only.
Okay.
So he never did work through another flooring store.
Okay. So what prompted you to actually get into a brick and mortar situation with the floor with a location and so on?
Being a control freak that we are,
okay.
We wanted more control over the material that we were installing. We were finding that some of the materials that we were purchasing weren't living up to what the potential should be.
Okay.
So most people don't know, but a 12 by 12 tile isn't always 12 by 12.
Right.
And if you don't get them from the same dye lot and from the same cut.
Yeah, I used to be in the business. It was called the run numbers and the lot numbers, and you had to make sure they matched up or things looked a little funny.
Yes, yes,
okay.
And it began making the installer
yep.
look really bad because none of the grout lines would match up, and it was just really difficult to work with. So to show our potential as far as the final outcome, we pay really close attention to the day lots and
okay.
the
okay. So making sure
lot numbers.
Making sure everything matches up.
Yes.
Okay. Well, we talked a little bit earlier that you are a SCORE client and had worked with us. Before you got into this, you said you already had a business plan before you started in April. Can you tell us a little bit about how that was put together and how it held up?
When I first met with SCORE, Rudy had asked me if I had a business plan, and I looked at him like deer in headlights.
That's Rudy Shikansky. Rudy's one of our longtime SCORE mentors and a very, very, very excellent mentor, by the way.
Yes.
So, startled deer in the headlights. Where do we go from there?
He basically walked me through all the different questions that a business plan would ask and made sure that I had an answer for every question.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, he sent me home and said, okay, now build your business plan because you answered all the questions. Now put it together on paper.
Okay.
So I did that. And a little while later, I went back and I met with him and he read through my business plan and gave me some suggestions and kind of worked with me on it from there and kept making sure I had all my ducks in a row and all the resources that I needed.
Okay, now that took about how long to work on that?
About 2 weeks.
Around 2 weeks of work, okay. Now, because everybody, you know, about 20 hours is usually a good target to get your plan going. That's what everybody tells people.
Yeah.
And then you have to go out and find all the answers.
Yes.
So, but you said in your particular case, you had the plan all set, and then what happened?
Well, we were going to start from the ground up, and we went to the bank, and I handed the bank my business plan, and they never looked at it.
Uh-oh.
They basically went strictly off of everything personal, which is understandable.
Right.
Especially in our economy, they want to have their ducks in a row as well.
Right. Yeah, and as a startup business, that's all you have is your personal history. So that's you know where they're going to start. So okay, but no go.
Right. So from there, we kind of put it on the back burner for a little while. And in March of 2013, we were offered an opportunity to purchase a store that was already running.
Oh, okay.
So we had 2 weeks to decide on whether or not we were actually going to take this.
Nothing ever comes easy, does it?
No.
You always have to have a little extra work on there.
Yes.
Okay.
So taking the risk, we decided to go ahead and purchase the store. And from there, I called Rudy and said, I don't think my business plan is going to work anymore.
Oh, okay. So when you're talking about that, then you bought it directly from the seller?
Yes.
Okay. So there was no financing needed at that particular point?
No.
That's an excellent thing to have happen. Okay. And so you ended up putting it all back together again in, what, 1 month?
Yeah.
To get yourself going? Okay.
Yeah.
All righty. And in doing that, can you kind of fill us in some of the problems you ran into?
Well, not being an accounting major, my hardest part was the financials and trying to project what's to come.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how to do that.
Okay.
To me, it was a guessing game, and I didn't know where to start, how to project something like that. So just being able to go back to SCORE for the resource and say, what do I do with this? How do I move forward?
Okay. And we were able to keep you on task then and get things going for you.
Yeah. SCORE, Rudy, provided an excellent resource to a company in Appleton.
Mm-hmm.
And
that's right. Yeah.
they had suggested another person because what I needed wasn't.
You can name them if you want to. That's all right. We work with them occasionally. I think you mentioned Quick Start.
Yes,
okay.
Thank you.
Yeah, they work. They're an organization that does writing of business plans for people for fee for service, and sometimes that's a necessary way to go. But you found that wasn't the way you ended up.
No. What they provide was way more than what I needed.
Okay.
So it wasn't a cost-effective idea for me. Okay. So from there, they actually referred me to CAP Services.
Oh, okay.
And CAP Services, I just began working with them as of last week. Mm-hmm. So far, so good. Everything seems to be working out. And I had a long conversation with Kitty Johnson, and she really helped me understand what it is that they do. Uh-huh. And probably my favorite thing about it was it's more of a student teacher
right.
than yeah. it is you're going to do it for me.
Right. Yeah. They very excellent programs that they have as far as some of the funding programs are involved in, but also, yeah, especially, again, helping you with your business plan, making sure you have all the ducks in a row and the right parts and pieces in there. So, again, sounds like you've done your homework as far as finding resources.
Yeah. And it's amazing how people are so willing to give out resources if they're not able or their services aren't exactly what you need. Mm-hmm. They have absolutely no problem suggesting somebody else to you and just taking advantage of those opportunities and mm-hmm. meeting those people and talking with them and really help yeah. letting them guide you to what it is you need if you can't pinpoint it.
Okay, yeah, you've worked with a couple of other score counselors too, correct?
Yep, yeah.
Okay.
I worked with Tom D.
Yeah, Mr. D, yes.
He sat down with me with QuickBooks and kind of helped me identify where different things should go. Mm-hmm. It was a brief meeting with him, but it really helped me understand that it's okay not to know yep. everything, but to know the basics is really, really important.
Okay, yeah. Tom's one of our accounting experts who does some very good work with people and so on. And, yeah, that's one of the things that we try to do is to show you how it works. I think when we were talking off air before that, you know, you don't have to be an accountant. But when the accountant hands you the statement or hands you the report, it's a good idea to know what he's talking about. So those are the things that people we try to get to. So, you know, glad you were able to get a little more help that way.
Yeah, the services and the referrals and everything have been absolutely wonderful, and I certainly wouldn't be half as knowledgeable as I have become.
Okay.
You know, and I hope to become much more knowledgeable in everything that
okay.
it takes to run a business.
Well, now, since April, you've been moving along. How has things been going? Is the business getting better? I know one of the questions is, of course, what the economy is like in the Valley here. Have you noticed things been moving along positive?
Yeah, people seem really excited about putting money back into their houses and more willing to spend money, but also just the updating and building is definitely, you know, trucking along.
Okay.
So that definitely helps.
Okay. And you had mentioned you have a website, and we talked a little bit about that, too. That was one of your more fun things to do. You want to tell me a little bit about your website?
Oh, yes. My website is, I would say, my first downfall.
Okay.
I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. I wasn't very educated in websites. I knew I needed something and kind of grabbed the first fix.
Okay.
And it wasn't the best spent money in the world, and I would certainly go back and redo that if I could. And once my contract is up, I do mm-hmm. plan on doing better with it.
Moving out, okay. But in addition to the website, how do you market? What do you do for promotion?
We do we get a lot of referrals from our current clients. Word of mouth has been absolutely wonderful for us, as well as just being engaged in mm-hmm. you know, communities, not being afraid to talk about our business and what we have to offer, and just talking to people, I guess, is our favorite way of marketing, is actually being engaged with the people that we could potentially be working with.
Okay, so you're actively soliciting referrals from your clients
yeah.
as you go along. Okay, good. And your hope with the website eventually to get some of your client referrals and some of your client endorsements and so on the website?
Yes, I really hope to get it somewhere at that.
Okay. I noticed also you do a little something with social media. Anything very much with that you're working with right now?
We post all of our previous job pictures on our Facebook page. We do a lot of interaction that way. We put our sales on our Facebook page. We talk to clients through there. Mm-hmm. A lot of times I'll find out, you know, 6 months after we've done an installation, I'll contact a customer through Facebook and just ask them how everything's going. And, yeah.
Getting practical use out of it then.
Yeah.
Very good. Okay. Just a quick reminder, if you do have a question for us, you can reach us here at 281-1150 here in Appleton or at 1-866-887-1150 on the toll-free Metrocom line. Speaking of contacts and so on, do you want to tell us again, how would a client who's looking for your services get in touch with you?
By phone is 788-8865. You can reach us by email at shoeless@yahoo.com. And also, we're at the store Monday through Friday from 10 to 6 or Saturdays from 10 to 4.
Okay. Well, we're going to take a quick break here and then come back to wrap things up a little bit. You're listening to Biz Talk. My name is Randy Melzer, and we will be getting back to you in just a bit. We are here with the Biz Talk show on the Voice of the Fox Cities, 1150 WHBY. Okay, and welcome back to Biz Talk. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. We're here today with Emily Hsu from Shoeless Floors, and hopefully we can help get a little money going in the right direction. So that's one of our goals with SCORE. Very happy to have Emily as a SCORE client. She worked with a number of our SCORE counselors and so on. And you had said you had some things about working with SCORE that you really liked.
Yeah, one of my favorite things is my schedule can be very, very tight. I have two small children, and we're a retail store, so we have set hours, and it leaves very little time for any extracurricular mom time. Mm-hmm. So with SCORE, they've been very, very willing to come to the store and meet me there to help me, you know, with the different areas that I would need help with at that time, as well as just stopping in to check out, making sure everything's going okay, if I have any questions, and really going out of their way to make sure that I'm taken care of.
Wonderful. Now, I'm glad to hear that, you know, that kind of a relationship can be set up with SCORE. We pride ourselves on, you know, trying to be what is needed by the client. So it sounds like we managed to succeed a little bit with you.
Yes, yes, and okay. It's been very, very appreciated.
Okay. Well, I have to just real quickly let people know, as a SCORE mentor, we can work with our clients either at our office, which is downtown Appleton at the chamber office, or we can meet with you in a neutral third location, a coffee shop or something like that. Or if you have an office or a business, we can come to the business. So we have to make sure that people understand we can't come to your home, you don't come to ours. That's just kind of restrictions we have. But yeah, we're very happy that we were able to make the timing work for you, especially. When you were working with SCORE, I think I touched a little bit, but biggest problem you had getting started? Do we talk about that a little bit, or just anything special that kind of stands out in your mind as far as some difficulties or problems you had getting things rolling?
Just the not knowing the accounting in the beginning, I think, really got myself stuck in the mud, I guess, but being able to use the resources that SCORE had brought to my attention and shown me was definitely beneficial.
All righty. So at least you got over the process there of trying to figure out the numbers. Okay. All right. Well, you had some very good numbers, people working with you, so that should have worked out. Speaking of numbers, one more time, how do we get in touch with you again?
My phone number is 788-8865, or you can reach me by email at shoeless@yahoo.com, or like always, stopping into the store Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. or Saturdays 10 to 4.
Okay, so people will be there until 4 o'clock this afternoon. Very quickly, we're getting down to that point in time in our show where I normally ask our guest for a biz tip, a little pearl of wisdom that you have for people out there. So what would your biz tip be to somebody starting out?
Well, it typically changes depending on my current situation.
Okay.
But as of right now, I would really encourage people to pay attention to every aspect of your business and really know what's going on and where your money is being spent and really keeping that control. Don't let go of it and think everything's going to be okay. I mean, you can let go a little, but don't oversee things and make sure, you know, with your vendors or your people you're working with, know what you're paying for, too.
Okay. All righty. So, in other words, be aware of the things around you. Make sure you keep track of what's going on. Okay. With that, one of the things that you mentioned, too, was the team that you have in addition to SCORE, working with people that you know and trust as far as accounting and that type of thing. So make sure you know the people you're dealing with.
Yes. Okay. In our case, our QuickBooks advisor I've worked with her for a number of years now, actually at a previous business that I worked for, and she's been absolutely amazing. Her name is Trish from Breakthrough Solutions.
Okay.
And also our tax accountant, who is absolutely amazing and puts up with my bonkers. his name is Ross McVeigh, and he's with Badger Fox Tax and accounting. So.
Very good. So you have a good team assembled.
Yes.
Okay. Well, again, congratulations on getting started and off the ground. Hope you are very, very successful as you go along, and we hope that SCORE can continue to play a role with you.
Oh, thank you, and I hope so too.
Okay. Well, again, just a couple of quick reminders before we reach the end. I want to remind you that SCORE is going to be providing a couple of programs coming up in the near future. First of all, on the 12th of February will be the start of our Simple Steps program. That program is going to be on February the 12th at the Copper Rock Coffee Shop in Appleton. Please give us registration on our website and just go on out to foxcities.score.org. That is part of the five-step program that we have for you in that area. Those of you in Fond du Lac, a reminder, we do have a program coming up on the 26th. It's going to be down in Fond du Lac on cash flow and cash flow management. And then the other thing that we're going to be doing coming up will be the Affordable Health Care Act, which we will have that information program for you on May the 6th. All of these are available on our website, so just go on out to the Fox Cities SCORE website, and that's www.foxcities.score.org, or you can give us a call at 920-734-7101. That's the Fox Cities Chamber's office, and they will direct you to where you need to go to get the information you need. Again, so that takes care of the SCORE activities for the day. One other reminder, if you're still hungry, Pancake Day at the Y Service Club, so you can get together over there. That's going to be going on from until 1 o'clock this afternoon. So those are some of the things that we have going on that we're doing. Next week we'll be working with the people from the Stone Cellar Brew Club. It's easy for me to say. From the Stone Cellar Brew Pub restaurant, that's going to be Tyler Ruth, and he is going to be here talking to us about some of their marketing plans, how they put some of the things together, and what their jobs are for the brew pub. So that should be a fascinating program, learning a little bit about how they operate. And again, a reminder to you for SCORE, if you're looking for help for your business, you can get in contact with us, and we can try and provide you with the right people in the right place at the right time. So that would be the program today. Again, my name is Randy Melzer. I'm sitting in. My friend Tony is on the road today, and hopefully we'll be seeing him back in a couple weeks. So for right now, we're going to say have a wonderful day, and we will talk to you soon. Don't forget, give us a call at SCORE. Thank you.